Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about timber market conditions and outlook. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with James Henderson, Mississippi State University Extension State Forest Economist. So, James, I understand that the Mississippi mixed hardwood sawtimber markets have outperformed pine sawtimber since the recession.
Yeah, that's right. For example, the Mississippi average price for mixed hardwood sawtimber during late 2007 was around $22 per ton, and by late 2014, it was nearly $40 per ton. That's more than an 80% increase over a six-year period. Now, pine sawtimber, on the other hand, over that same period of time, was $37 per ton in late 2007, and by late 2014, it was just above $24 per ton. That's more than a 34% decrease over that same six-year period.
So what would be the cause of that drop in pine sawtimber?
Well, the decline can be linked with the decline in the new home construction sector in the United States. However, the increase in hardwood sawtimber prices can be attributed to a number of factors, but the rise in oil and natural gas production in the U.S. is one of them. For example, from 2008 to 2014, U.S. field production of crude increased nearly 75%, as the price of crude increased from just over $40 a barrel in late 2008 to over $100 a barrel by mid-2014. Now, one of the inputs to oil and gas drilling are wooden mats and board roads that are made from mixed hardwood sawtimber, and these are needed to accommodate the heavy equipment and minimize soil disturbance. Now, as demand for hardwood sawtimber increased, we observed an 80% increase in mixed hardwood stumpage prices from 2008 to 2014. However, as the price of crude oil fell from above $100 a barrel during late 2014, and now continues at prices in the mid to low $50 per barrel, we've seen a drop in the demand and the price for mixed hardwood sawtimber. As the production of oil declined recently, we have seen prices for mixed hardwood sawtimber fall from $40 per ton to just under $33 per ton.
So when might we see improvement in the Mississippi pine sawtimber market?
Well, one of the indicators we can watch for is new home construction in the United States. And typically, when housing starts, that's the measure that the Census Bureau uses to track new home construction, when housing starts in the U.S. reach a level of about 1.5 million units annually, that's when we start to see some price movement for pine sawtimber. Now, housing starts for June were nearly 1.2 million, a seasonally adjusted annual rate, which is nearly a 10% increase over the previous month. And that is also nearly a 27% increase over the same month a year ago. Now, our leading indicator for housing starts are housing permits. And for June, they were just over 1.3 million, which is nearly a 10% increase over the previous month and a 30% increase over the same month a year ago. So we have expectation then that we're going to see continued growth in home construction, and all other indicators such as new and existing home sales remain favorable for continued growth in the new home construction market. And that'll be good for Mississippi's sawtimber market in the near future.
Okay, well, that's really great to hear. So what's happening with the pine pulpwood market?
Well, the pulpwood market for North Mississippi in particular has been extremely poor since the closure of the International Paper Mill in Courtland, Alabama. Now, this paper mill was located in northwest Alabama, and it closed in early 2014. And this was one of the largest paper mills in the U.S. Now, North Mississippi pine pulpwood price averaged $5.24 per ton during the second quarter of 2015. Compare that to the second quarter of 2013, just before the mill closure, and the price for pine pulpwood averaged around $12.79 per ton. So we have seen a 60% decline in pine pulpwood prices in North Mississippi as a result of that paper mill closure. Compare that to pine pulpwood prices in South Mississippi that were virtually unchanged over that same period of time, hovering just above $10 per ton. So the closure of that paper mill and the loss of that market has really hurt pulpwood prices in North Mississippi.
That's some really compelling information. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with James Henderson, State Forest Economist for Mississippi State University Extension. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.